Picture a gallery in 1968, next to the Whitney Museum, where over 8,000 people crowded in 2 weeks to see something unprecedented: large charcoal drawings of people making love. The artist, Betty Dodson, had expected outreach. Instead, strangers began confessing their deepest sexual secrets to her. One mother hurried her daughter away from what the child innocently called people wrestling, but most visitors lingered, transfixed, then opened up about their own sexual histories. The message was unmistakable. People were starving for honest conversations about sexuality. This hunger would transform Dodson from a classically trained fine artist into the mother of masturbation, a title she tried repeatedly to resign from, only to discover the world wasn't ready to let her go. Masturbation isn't a consolation prize for those without partners. It's the lifelong love affair we have with ourselves. This radical reframing emerged at the end of the 1960s when Dodson discovered that guilt-free self-pleasure dramatically improved her entire sex life. The benefits are staggering: sexual satisfaction regardless of relationship status, safe outlets for teenagers, alternatives during pregnancy or illness, relief from menstrual cramps, a natural sleep aid, and the ultimate safe sex practice. Religious opposition and cultural silence have kept masturbation out of sex education. When Surgeon General Jocelyn Elders called masturbation natural in 1995, she was fired, but the controversy put the word in every newspaper, advancing the conversation. Dodson's feminist awakening led her to run body sex groups for women embracing sexual liberation. After Ms. Magazine published her views in 1974, overwhelming response inspired her to self-publish Liberating Masturbation. Her revolutionary approach insists self-pleasure isn't a substitute for real sex, it's primary sexual expression that enhances everything else. At age 10, Dodson examined her genitals with her mother's mirror and believed her inner lips were deformities. This misconception caused decades of shame until her lover Blake showed her pornographic magazines featuring other women's vulvas. Discovering she wasn't deformed was revolutionary. 30 minutes of pornography began her journey toward becoming cunt positive. She reclaimed the word by repeating it until it lost its negative power, then organized the first feminist genital slideshow for the Now Conference on Women's Sexuality. Hollywood sold us romantic fantasies, passionate kisses and tearful embraces, but always cut away before actual intimacy. These cinematic illusions created impossible expectations. Dodson's favorite masturbation fantasy as a young woman was The Wedding Night, where she imagined herself as a flawless movie star dropping an exquisite peignoir for her husband. Tellingly, she never visualized what they'd actually do sexually. Her fantasy focused entirely on looking desirable, revealing how deeply we internalize that appearance trumps desire. At 29, she married her prince, but their sex life deteriorated to monthly encounters where he'd finish too quickly and she wouldn't orgasm at all. She'd masturbate secretly afterward, consumed by guilt. This pattern exposes the trap of traditional sexual scripts. Men orchestrate perfect sex despite their own repression, while women either wait passively for orgasms that don't happen or fake pleasure to protect male egos. With intercourse averaging only 2 to 3 minutes, this limited approach leaves little room for authentic pleasure. Dodson's first post-divorce relationship with Blake revolutionized her sexuality. Their experimental affair shattered expectations. She experienced multiple intense orgasms that initially triggered anxiety. The breakthrough came through honest communication about their guilt-ridden marital masturbation. They resolved to banish sexual guilt, taking turns being receptive or assertive, combining vaginal and clitoral pleasure in new ways. Their greatest liberation came when they shared masturbation with each other. After watching herself alone in a mirror, Dodson gained courage to masturbate with Blake, her sexual independence day that made her a sexual equal. They learned each other's preferences by watching, eliminated performance pressure, and deepened intimacy through honesty. With masturbation liberation, they no longer had to conform to each other's needs. Though they never lived together, their relationship evolved into a deep friendship lasting decades, a love story based on honesty rather than fantasy, offering hope for those outside traditional marriage.
After 3 years documenting female suffering in consciousness-raising groups, Dodson took action. She discarded her marriage furniture and transformed her living room into a temple of pleasure. Plush carpeting, mirrors, erotic art, and nude yoga photos above the fireplace. In January 1973, she launched the first body sex workshops, 4 weekly sessions exploring bodies holistically with women of diverse backgrounds, ages, and sexual orientations. Dodson taught masturbation through demonstration, eventually masturbating to orgasm herself. She and co-facilitator Laura demonstrated positions with humor, poking fun at gender roles while emphasizing clitoral stimulation. The format evolved into weekend workshops with up to 15 nude women in circles sharing feelings about bodies and orgasms. The highlight was genital show and tell, where women examine their own genitals, often seeing them clearly for the first time. They added a guided masturbation ritual to practice techniques together. This shared vulnerability created profound bonds and healing that individual therapy couldn't achieve.
20 women posed for creating an aesthetic for the female genitals, revealing beautiful variations, classical, baroque, gothic, Danish modern, and the heart shape formed when holding outer lips open. Clitorises ranged from tiny seed pearls to large protruding jewels with unique vaginal patterns and colors. When Dodson presented these slides to over 1,000 women, many reported feeling transformed, inspiring female genital imagery in art, jewelry, and textiles. This visual approach confronts sexual shame's root. In a culture where genitals are hidden, most people lack reference points for normal. An orgasm is an orgasm, whether from a lover, dildo, finger, tongue, or vibrator, no two exactly alike, none wrong. This dismantles Freudian psychology promoting mature, vaginal over clitoral orgasms, which left countless women feeling inadequate when intercourse alone didn't bring climax. Masturbation is the best way to learn orgasm control. Some prefer indirect stimulation through pressure or water, others need direct contact. For sexually repressed women, electric vibrators provide strong stimulation that can overcome years of sensory deprivation.
Mind-body inhibitions, tension, guilt, shame, block sexual energy, limiting us to small, contained orgasms. Dodson trained herself for years to have quick, silent, ladylike orgasms until she embraced her sexuality fully. The autonomic nervous system produces involuntary contractions, enhanced through conscious PC muscle control, pelvic rocking, and deep breathing. By understanding anatomy, women can take responsibility for their pleasure rather than depending on partners to give them orgasms, shifting from passive recipients to active participants. In a world that commodifies sexuality while shaming it, self-pleasure becomes radical rebellion. We're taught our bodies exist for others, to be desired, to give pleasure, to conform. But liberation begins in your bedroom, with a mirror, oil, and courage to look at yourself with love instead of judgment. Dodson reminds us that sexual liberation isn't about more partners or better performance. It's about coming home to ourselves. When we give ourselves pleasure without shame, look at our bodies without cruelty, and honor our desires without apology, we become whole. Your sexual liberation begins with you.